The seafloor that we're seeing, although it looks relatively featureless, entire colonies of organisms are living in the upper part of the seafloor, unseen by us. This is the Okeanos Explorer. We have been climbing a slope and now have just crossed a flat bench on a west-facing slope near the entrance, the east entrance of Keithley Canyon. Other Anipniastes, very, very attractive Holothurian. We've seen them feeding down on the seafloor, both swimming and floating by. They're really attractive creatures.
That was really cool. You can see the musculature working inside that sea cucumber.
No, this guy is probably one called Plesiopinaeus armatus. It's distantly related to the royal red. Look at those funny hind appendages. They're characteristic. See how he rows with his hind legs?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's a boundary. It's a boundary between two different sediment types. You got unrippled sediment in front of you and very rippled cover beyond it. That's a really nice example of the nature of the changes in sediment types associated with what I think are periodic downslope flows here. Very nice. You know, when you transit the canyon today, you're tempted to think of it as a very tranquil environment, but in fact it's not. It's just only periodically very active. We're seeing it on a quiet day. That's a great example of an orthogenic rock formed in place, and then it's been exhumed. You know, sediment has slid away, soft sediment on top of it, and you're seeing the result. Great job, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up dive 8.